Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. For the 14th of March, I'm Paul White. This weekend, I will be at a home meeting in Victorville, California, on Saturday night. Check out the address, starting time 6:30 Pacific time, and all of that information available at paulwhiteministries.com/schedule. We try to do this meeting in Southern California every month. It'll happen this Saturday evening, so if you're in the area, come and see us. And of course, as always, we will video and audio tape this meeting so that you can be a part of it wherever you might be. Galatians chapter 3, verse 19, we're going through Paul's answer to his own question, what purpose was the law? And we've talked about the addition of the law and the purpose for that addition. Paul says it was added because of transgressions. Now, I know that today's podcast is actually going to go over material that we went over when we went through Romans, but it has to, and here's why. When we went verse by verse through the book of Romans, we got to the 7th chapter, and we started dealing with freedom from the law, what that freedom looked like and why, and how sin, Paul in Romans 7:7, begins this little passage that takes him about 5 or 6 verses, where he talks about how sin took its advantage by using the law. He makes sin out to be this almost animate object that feeds off of, like fuel, like gasoline to a fire, the law, the gasoline being law. And he even states in Romans 7 that the law is not sin, but that the law defined sin for him, which, by the way, is what he confirms in Galatians 3:19 when he says that, or 3:22, that the scripture confines us under sin. But he makes this interesting comment in Romans 7. He talks about, let's read verse 8, 9, 10. Romans chapter 7, verses 8, 9, and 10. Sin took opportunity by the commandment and produced in me all manner of evil desire, because apart from the law, sin was dead. I was alive once without the law, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And then, of course, down to 12, the law is holy, the commandment is holy, it's just and good. What's Paul saying? I think Paul is telling you about what happens whenever you interject the law into someone's life as a standard for righteousness. The moment that you do that, they realize they can't be righteous based on that standard. And therefore, that law becomes that sort of gasoline to the fire, that the fire being sin, and things get worse. So you don't get better when you interject law, you get worse when you interject law. And that is a little bit of what Paul's saying in Galatians 3, that there is this issue with the law that superseded our ability to walk in Abraham's promise. However, did you notice a conflict? And we brought this conflict out when we covered Romans 7. In Galatians 3, Paul says that the law was added because of transgression. But in Romans 7, Paul says he didn't even know about sin without law. So how could sin lead God to add the law, and yet you don't know law? Sin without law. It seems like these two ideas are conflicting. I had a couple of things I want to say about this. First of all, I think that in some respects we're dealing with two different things. I think in Galatians 3, Paul is trying to show why God gave law to a people that had the Abrahamic covenant. But what would be the purpose? If you already have the promise, why give them Moses? And Paul is stating they needed to know their condition, they needed to know their place, but Paul states it was added because of transgressions. So we need to identify what that transgression was. You could also see it this way. When Paul in Romans 7 says that sin, the commandment came, sin revived, I died, Paul's talking about someone who is a believer but doesn't, it is then introduced to the law as a means of righteousness. That's what Paul's argument's been since Romans 4. And so he says, listen, the minute I started seeing the law as a means of righteousness, I was in trouble. I couldn't do anything right. So then when you're in Galatians and Paul says that it was added because of the transgressions, we have to determine what transgressions was it that got caused God to add the law. This is actually easier to do than it sounds. All you really need to do is go back to when God added the law. God doesn't add the law because Israel's murderous or because they are idol worshipers. God adds the law because they are unbelieving. When they come out of Egypt, they are in a constant, steady stream of unbelief. They don't believe he'll give them water. They don't believe he'll give them food. They don't believe he'll deliver them from Israel. They don't believe he'll take them into the promised land. There is a steady diet of unbelief. And that steady diet of unbelief causes them to enter into a covenant of law. Now that unbelief continues through their walking in the law. In fact, there is very little mention of by faith in that great Hall of Faith chapter in Hebrews during the law experience, because the law chokes up our faith, which we'll get to in Galatians 3. Then when they get to Kadesh Barnea and it's time to cross the Jordan River and go into the Promised Land, Israel still is unbelieving. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews 4 that they don't enter into rest because of unbelief. So I believe the transgression that caused the law to be added was rank unbelief. They just did not believe that the God of Abraham was going to give them everything he promised to give them. And you and I have that same potential now to cease to believe. And the moment we cease to believe, we leave our place of rest and we go into a place of unrest. What an awful place to be, because there's no comfort for the believer in such a position. We'll continue taking apart piece by piece this 19th verse of Galatians 3 on tomorrow's podcast. Until then, God bless.